Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
To connect to Scott Adams, our news ninja over at Red State Talk Radio, and I guess we're having troubles with his Skype. I'm always surprised that when we have Skype issues, although we seem to connect to Germany, we don't seem to be able to connect to, say, New Zealand. Never seem to connect from the studio, and I have to do it all the time myself. So I know there's some tech issues going on, and I'm not sure if it's on their end or whatever. Let's see if I can get a hold of Scott. Let's see if I can connect to my end. there we go.
The customer you are calling is unavailable at the moment.
Oh. The customer you're calling is unavailable at the moment. This is audio call, so we're not connecting there either. So something's going wrong with his Skype as well. That's not good. We'll keep on trying, Jason, see what we can do. Again, this is live radio. That's what happens. And hopefully we will get a hold of Scott. Keep calling his phone number and leaving a message. And I want to hear his comments about Kavanaugh, but also about the 1,300-point drop in the Dow and also the superstorm struck Florida. Probably the strongest one to actually strike the panhandle of Florida ever. Now Mexico Beach totally ground zero, destruction not even to be believed how bad it is. They have drone footage over the areas as well. Bacteria virus hazards afterward, of course, things like Zika virus and many other things. Sharks literally all over the place, I mean literally on land. Mind-boggling, sharks unleashed on shore, believe it or not, and then of course mosquitoes are five times normal size with all this mess going on. These are mega mosquitoes. God knows, maybe genetically engineered for all we know. I mean, we might say, oh, that can't be, that can't be, that can't be. I'm sorry to say that it may well be, in fact. So, let's see. Let's connect. And so far, I'm not having any luck here. See if I can connect. See if I can connect to Scott. Well, this is still ringing. I mean, that's a good sign. You know, reliance on technology isn't always as positive. It can be very frustrating.
The customer you are calling is unavailable at the moment. Please try again.
So I guess that's the situation. Okay, let's go over what we have so far. We have Wall Street in a wild down 546 points for closing. We have the Trump lawyers are actually prepping answers to Mueller's questions. He should never be talking. This is an open-ended disaster if Trump talks to these attorneys. Mueller's only keeping it open to cover his own butt. It has no basis in reality, and I don't know why Trump, with his ego, thinks he's going to convince them by actually talking to these fools, because it's like going into a kind of a liability trap where if you answer questions, they're going to ask more questions, and eventually they're going to say, we have other sources that don't corroborate what you say, so you're lying. Therefore, you're guilty of something we can use as a basis if the Democrats take over the House to impeach you. Remember, the whole purpose of the Mueller-gate is to impeach Trump. They didn't succeed in impeaching Kavanaugh, and of course, the left is so crazy that they wanted to impeach him after the fact. Situation is really out of control, isn't it? So let's see if I can connect on my from my phone here to Scott. See if I can get a hold of here. See if I can get Scott on my phone here. Here we go. See if I'm able to be more lucky with this private line number. And see if that'll work. So what I want people to know, there's a new audio book out by Michael Savage called Stop Mass Hysteria, America's Insanity, from the Salem Witch Trials to the Trump Witch Hunt, of course. In some ways, it's actually worse than that.
You have reached 267-242-2828. Please leave a message.
Oh, Scott's not available there. So something's happened, either with his audio and video, because he's a techie master. There should be no reason why we can't connect. So something's going on with our audio and video. Let's see if I can track him down here. Scott Adams. Okay. Scott Adams live at Elite Shows number 1, Worcester. I'm going to assume that's where it is. Live at Scott Adams. There's a bunch of the new ones here. Not making it. Haven't chatted with Scott Adams before. Okay, so we're not making any progress there at all. All right, let's continue to try to see if we can get a hold of Scott and see if we can get things rolling forward. The other thing that I think is a really good book is Tucker Carlson's book, Ship of Fools, and I watch Tucker regularly. The only thing I find somewhat aggravating is he brings on these over-leftists, which I find, you know, I don't know if I can take enough anti-nauseants to watch Tucker interviewing people that are illogical, crazy, and try to smile at you while they're lying to your face or planning violence. And the latest, of course, is a number of politicians have been met with violence. Now, my advice would be to have security patrols around all these politicians all the time and to deal with the mob. And I also would think that Trump should bring up what's called mob control technology. LRAD cannons, all kinds of advanced stuff, beanbags, whatever. They aren't lethal weapons, but it'll basically ruin your day and make sure you will not harass politicians or be the regular public. And they call this protesting. No, it's not protesting. It's violent mob behavior, and it's not acceptable. You can have a discussion if you want to solve health care or this or that, but that's the only way to actually do it in an American way, where you don't have violence, you have a dialogue. But the left has now gone so crazy that, for example, Hillary Clinton has stated, because we're not going to be civil until we get back one or both of the houses of government. That's threatening us, saying, we're going to be a mob until you surrender to us. No, you're not. You're just going to make us madder. And the real danger here is that somebody's going to get injured or killed. People that attack, and remember, Ron Paul's wife is actually sleeps with a gun now. So if someone comes into their house figuring they're going to do some damage, like this maniac who had a 200-pound bomb he built and he was going to blow it up in the mall in downtown Washington, D.C. on election day and kill a lot of people. This is getting serious, and they have to dial it back and say, look, we don't want this. I don't want to be seeing other Americans die because they're kind of lost it and are no longer logical but want to do violence and figure they can bully the right into doing what they want. No, all it'll do is get you killed. Like if you threaten a lot of these politicians in the future, Ron Paul's wife is there with a gun and you come into the home, she's going to shoot you. And by the way, women are usually better shots than men, to be honest with you. You chain them with a handgun, they actually are more accurate at hitting the target. So I wouldn't want to take off a woman who's got a gun. I mean, it's going to be a really stupid move. So I'm hoping that'll happen. And I also see an interesting article here by Camille Paglia on Drudge. Feminism is the collapse of Western civilization. It went beyond all the advances of women getting the vote and so on. And now the Me Too movement, where you can a woman can turn in somebody if they have evidence, like a forensic kit, and they have other evidence that they've been assaulted. That's good. Take care of it. Get these people off the, you know, get them away in jail. But when you falsely accuse somebody and there's no due process, like they did with Kavanaugh, like this maniac, Blasey Ford, who, by the way, she worked in the MKUltra mind control program at Stanford University, and she herself was a victim of it with an inserted thought, had no corroborating evidence or witnesses, even her close friends who had actually witnessed that she had anything to do with Kevin Kavanaugh, and she's standing there with her starry, blank face and looking, you know, really quiet and putting on her little girl voice. And in actual fact, this woman is psychotic. She is a mind control victim, a Venturian candidate. And, you know, they had to go through all this dance. It should have never happened. Firstly, if they brought this information out privately behind the scenes, they would investigate and say, this woman is crazy. We're not going to put her evidence forward. We're not going to put the Kavanaugh family through this disaster. They're still saying they're not going to back off. People protesting here at the door of the, you know, the justice courts with their hands and clawing at it, like, oh no, you're putting Kavanaugh on the court. And they think, oh, we're going to lose the sacrament of abortion. Guess what? You need to lose it, or you'll lose the right to even have intrauterine pregnancies 10 or 20 years from now, idiots. Back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And we're back with Scott Adams. I'm so pleased to have you back, Scott. Now, we have a bunch of stories. We've got the stock market, 1,300 points. We've got the left literally begging for the right to lose it and to start acting like bullies like they are. We have, of course, the superstorm striking Florida and Georgia and heading up to the Carolinas, stopping even more rain. Dissect, what do you see going on? Because you mentioned on the break that the left are begging to see the right. If we, as you said, if we flick them in the nose with a pinky finger, they're going to pretend that the Nazi regime is now in its Armageddon, aren't they? I mean, the media and the left are completely unhinged, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, Sessions merely was at a speech where they said lock her up, and all of a sudden Sessions was once again a bully. And, you know, the thing is that they can punch and punch and punch like they've done out in Portland, you know, like they've done in the Capitol building during the Kavanaugh hearings. You know, they were punching, they were abusing the police in these Antifa rallies. They club people to death, you know, all over the head. They spray you with urine. They throw eggs at you. They've done all of these things. They take a gun to a baseball field and try to kill Republicans. They kick people out of restaurants. They do all of these things. And like you said, you know, you get the left-wing leadership, whether it be Clinton, or Hillary Clinton, or
Holder.
Talking about, you know, when they go high, go low. Michelle Obama, don't even believe a word she's saying. She knows exactly. She's trying to take the presidential spot. But she came out and denounced that. But she's supporting it. She's not doing anything to stop it. If we just so much as flick them back in the nose once, they cry bully. If Trump were to crack down just a little bit, they would say he was a bully. That's why he was taking a back seat to all of this. He knows it's going to play out in his favor. He knows what he's doing. So, basically, but if he flicks just one little flick, then he's going to say, they're going to say, this is a banana republic. Trump's going after presidential candidates like Hillary Clinton. That's why she's doing her tour, so she can be immune to attack. And they're going to say Trump's a bully. And then they're going to try to play that out into the midterm election. So they're basically, you know, trying to start a fight, knowing full well that the referee, which would be the media in this case, will side with them, not with the Trump team.
Is there a way of changing the media, the referee, in other words, I honestly think that over the last year or so, Trump should have already been sanctioning or fining or even delicensing the magazines like Jeff Bezos, Washington Post, and these media to say, no, you can't have 92% of the media is negative. I mean, they don't even discuss things that are positive that Trump is doing or a good response. For example, the Kanye West thing, they're trying to weaponize it and say how terrible things about Kanye. Just the fact that he's having a lunch with Trump is a horrendous thing. I mean, this is good. I mean, that a major black leader is meeting with Trump and they like each other. And to the media, it's like they're losing us, like they're in a psychotic rage.
They when they're scared, when they lash out, and they're really afraid of the power that Kanye West and Kim Kardashian hold in terms of the pop culture,
right?
And the trending markets, you know, and the millennials, and you know, so where go the blacks? So go the millennials in college. Those little college whippersnappers, they follow the lead of the Black Lives Matter movement because they don't ever want to be called a racist or anything like that. So they basically will follow in that way. And that
right.
kind of pressure will impact them. So the left is very much afraid of that. And, you know, with Jim Brown is a legend among another generation. So that's a really tough duo to be.
And by the way, this is a tough and very intelligent black man who's a reasonable and a good, solid American.
Well, Jim Brown, yeah, and he was part of MMA culture. So people in boxing, people in MMA love Jim Brown. He was an announcer back when Royce Gracie was on UFC 1. Okay, so, you know, I remember because I watched it. And he and Brian Kilmeade were announcers back then for MMA. But the main thing is that Jim Brown reaches the football community. He reaches the elder, you know, the old state, black leadership. He represents MMA, mixed martial arts, pro football. He represents, you know, the boxing world.
Right.
Mike Tyson loves Trump. Don King loves Trump. The boxing world loves Trump. A lot of black people love boxing, as I love boxing. And then you got Kanye West. You got Kanye West and hip-hop and pop culture. And you got Kim Kardashian totally crossing the whole spectrum of people. So when you look at MSNBC and their meltdown, and you look at CNN, their complete utter meltdown of their take on what was happening in the Oval Office, calling Kanye West bipolar, calling Kanye West a mental patient. You know, for somebody who self-admittedly is bipolar and, you know, has sought treatment for it, they shouldn't be picking on that. They're blowing every single ammo they've ever had because the shoe was on the other foot. And Trump was a journalist, for example. They'd say he was mocking the handicap person.
Right.
A little bit in the 2016 lead up to the election. And they would go after Trump's jugular on that.
Oh, yeah.
The same thing. It's just pure and simple hypocrisy.
Well, here's what I have a different strategy, and I'll just throw it out and see what you think of it. Number one, I think we should have private guards for our politicians. Number two, I think Trump should start having independent counsel to start disciplining media that are actually calling for a soft coup. Now, I don't know what procedures, whether it's big fines or delicensing journalists, individual journalists, or delicensing papers like Jeff Bezos'
exactly.
paper.
Libel lawsuits, libel. He
right,
was
so,
a journalist liable for smear.
Right. So I think that there needs to be a process. And it can be independent of Trump, so they don't need to blame Trump. The third thing that needs to happen, when these crowds like Antifa get together, we need to start using what's called non-lethal crowd control weapons, like LRAD cannons and beanbags and whatever. And we need to say, this is not okay. And we don't want to get a left and a right group together so that actually someone's going to die, like this woman who died with a car running over, right?
There needs to be a penalty. There needs to
right.
be, it can't be just $50 and a slap on the wrist.
No.
It's got to be, you got to spend, you know, like on a second offense or something. They're talking about this, by the way. And they're saying, hey, you're gonna spend at least 10 days in jail, and you're going to have like a $2,000 fine for...
Right.
Yeah, anything that you do inside the Capitol like that. If you're disrupting, you know, the business of the government, because that disenfranchises every voter that voted for Trump. This whole Mueller investigation, all of the Spygate, all of
right.
the infiltration of anti-Trumpers in the bureaucracy and the wheels of government. It slows down the Trump agenda. It's disenfranchising every voter in America.
I'm going to add another layer. So the senators that literally give invitations to disruptors in the Senate gallery, those senators need to pay a fine, and it needs to be paid for them personally. And if they do so many violations of so many people they invite that cause repeated problems, something more serious needs to happen to them. And then it'll bring back some degree of civility. For example, if you have, let's say, 200 white Antifa people and going to an area where they're going to harass black or Hispanic people and call them racist and all stuff, which is kind of foolish in the first place, or go after senators, congresspeople, or their families, there need to be consequences. And those consequences first need to be, we're going to hit the outright cannon that'll knock you to the ground with a beanbag. We're going to set up ways of protecting not only the workers and government, so they can walk around the Capitol. Before all this foolishness happened, Senator Sessions or anybody could walk around, McConnell could walk around the Senate buildings, no problem. Now it's dangerous for them, isn't it?
Right now it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Scott, the left thinks that their modus and their viewpoints are completely protected because they always have high moral ground, and they don't. Or they say we want to have affordable national health care for everybody, but you don't take a broken system and give it to everybody. You don't open the borders and make basically a borderless non-nation and think if everyone can come from Central America or Africa or whatever, everything will be fine. No, it won't be peachy fine. It'll be bankrupt. And eventually the nation will be in such a state of terror, people who do have guns will shoot back. I mean, that means 93% of the guns are owned by the GOP West, Republicans. And if they think they're going to take our guns, they're sadly mistaken. This nation could deteriorate, like Michael Sagi says, over a period of continued disasters toward a true revolution. And, you know, I don't see that the Democrats, this is a winning strategy on their part. I think if the average decent American is going to say, like the walkaway movement, they're just going to say, you know, I had enough. I'm an independent. I used to support the Democrats, or I'm a Democrat and I can't do this anymore. Please let me walk away. And that's what I think is going to happen.
Right. Well, they already are. This Kavanaugh thing already backfired on them. You know, you got to figure that there's about 10-20% Democrats that are like JFK Democrats, center Democrats, moderate
right.
Democrats.
Right, moderates.
And how could they possibly, you know, with the pragmatic, rational brain, how could they possibly think that the mixed, you know, the cocktail of sanctuary cities, open borders, and abolishing ICE, forget about socialized medicine and education and everything for illegals. Forget about that, okay? That's ridiculous. That doesn't even add up. The best economists that are on the left. But you can look at those three things, sanctuary cities, open borders, and abolishing ICE. I mean, a two-year-old could figure that out. That if you let everybody come in, they're going to all be on social welfare, and it's going to bankrupt the country. But, of course, that's exactly what they want to do. Who pays all of them?
It's not just making them bankrupt. It's also making them dependent on the federal government. Yep. So the federal government means, hey, you got to keep voting for me because I'm paying your rent and putting food on your table.
Yep, but here, check this out. So, I mean, believe me when I tell you, the person who pays for that is the middle-class American. That's why the middle class shrunk under...
Right.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Right.
And that's what he wanted. That's exactly what the objective was.
Well, totalitarians don't like a middle class, do they?
Well, no, but the whole objective to open borders is to collapse the middle class. Because if you have a middle class, that's what Trump is building up. Every trade deal that Trump does, when he brings manufacturing jobs back to America, the tariffs on steel and aluminum actually create incentives for building steel and aluminum plants in America to avoid the tariffs. So that brings manufacturing jobs back. What does that do? Puts middle-class manufacturing workers back to work.
Right.
And so if you have a thriving middle class, then you have a real foundation and a real economy. When you're not a fake economy propped up by fake numbers from the Federal Reserve, but really real interest rates, real numbers, real data, like real spending, real GDP, real broad-based tax base. Everything is real. And so then what you got is you got people that aren't compliant to the government because they have their own job, they have their own kids, they have their own wife or husband, they have their own spouse, they have their own house, right? And they have their own car. And they basically aren't beholden to anybody. They aren't dependent on anybody. Just like the government being a lobbyist group, they're not dependent on it.
Well, one third of welfare victims in the United States actually live in California now. The state's gotten even worse since I've been here 10 years.
So long as you have the largest population in America being the middle class, the super elite can't control and the super poor can't control you. And there are less super poor dependent on the government. And you have middle class. So the middle class is what the Democrats don't want. Because they, when you get a subject like this, well, you have the aristocrat guards, then you have the poverty.
Right.
And the class becomes more and more poor. If we open the borders, what's going to happen is everybody comes over, takes off the government dole. Who pays for it? The middle class. They get taxed to death. Their jobs get competed upon. They go broke. They depend on the government. And it's as simple as that. So that the middle class and the poor blend together into one big melting pot of impoverished people depending on the government. And the government is this big socialist, communist, one-party system that's run by the Obamas, the Clintons, and the John Kerry's of the world, these aristocratic elites, these liberal elites, the same people that you see over at the European Union, Juncker or Angela Merkel, any of those people you see over in the European Union, you see it right there in socialism.
Yeah.
That's the problem with what's happening, is that's their strategy. Don't think for one second they haven't thought this through. But this is all designed to collapse the middle class, and by collapsing the middle class, you then have a complete socialist country. That's what they want. That's why open borders and abolishing ICE and creating anarchy and creating divisiveness and socialized for everything, that's what they want. They want that. And then eventually, when they realize that they can't afford it, they'll just cut it off and everybody will just have to starve, except for them.
Wow. Well, I think it's the Democratic Party are going to make themselves irrelevant. It's my guess that there needs to be kind of like a phoenix ceremony of the death of the Democrats. And they're doing the same thing they did in 2016. They didn't learn that they have to have an agenda that actually has a dialogue with the right and with the regular Americans, including the conservative members of their own party. Or eventually, they're going to whittle themselves to the point where they're unelectable. Now, they say certain things like, hey, we want to have national health care. Yeah, but what is national health care? Like, I would take it further than them, and I mentioned this in the first hour. If I was going to put a national health care, I'd have a VAT. I'd pay probably the county rather than the state. I'd have everybody put on salary. I'd have alternate pathways, so say a medic trained that is already doing surgery in the field could go to a surgical center, and once they've mastered the database, they can become, quote, a surgeon. I'd see alternate ways for people to get health care so they get proper testing, functional medicine testing, and we had set it up so that everybody could afford to have health care, but it wouldn't be run by a big giant bureaucracy or even state licensing. It would be national licensing. So if you're licensed as a surgeon, let's say in Alaska, and you want to retire and work part-time, you don't have malpractice anymore. We have mediation. And we're monitoring doctors. So if they don't know what they're doing, they're not allowed to do it. So if you haven't done a shoulder surgery in 5 years, you need to go back to prove that you actually know how to do a shoulder surgery. So to me, the system could be rationally fixed. That would get away from insurance companies, get away from socialized, government-controlled, mega-bureaucracy medicine, which is what we see in Canada and Britain. And then you'd have innovation so that life extension technology and the true underlying cause of illness could be dealt with. What I see is you don't want to take a broken system and expand it to everybody. It'll bankrupt the country, and it won't fix the problem. And the problem is that they also need to fix and mold in, let's say, occupational medicine. Why, when it only takes about 20 to 30 hours to train a doctor to do OCMED, why do we have the cost of production of, say, a car $12,000 more in Ohio than Ontario, Canada? It's because we're stupid. We allow OCMED to be a separate industry, and it's a big behemoth, so that these doctors and people that run it can make mega bucks, okay, doing this, okay? The fact is that the solutions aren't left or right. They're just logical, common sense solutions, aren't they? And the left wants to basically act like we're going to carve it off. We're the only ones that will give you national health care. You don't want Canadian or British-style health care that's a broken system. You don't. Hangnail medicine at the speed of light. And if you have anything serious or you're older, they're going to deny even putting a monitor on you if you're in the ICU. I saw it, okay? I saw them killing seniors and killing babies and even harassing the hell out of me to kill my daughter with Down syndrome before she was even born. And I had to threaten the geneticist who was harassing me and the radiologist to say, if you keep on bothering me, I'm going to take out a contract and take you out. That shut them up. They realized there's a nasty side to Dr. Deagle, and Dr. Deagle's not to be pushed around. But the problem is most people are pretty passive. They're not like Deagle. And a socialized healthcare system treats hangnails like they're precious, but if you got something serious, to hell with you, literally. That's what socialized medicine is. It's gross.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I see solutions are, you know, we got a solution master. We got Trump, who's actually a businessman. And the guy is amazing. He can get a rig built in Central Park at a fraction of the cost and a fraction of the time. He can kind of get things going like North Korea and Iran soon going to be on side. He can get a deal with to replace NAFTA with North America and soon trade deals with Europe and China and Russia. This is all going to happen, isn't it? Like on the latest call, I think yesterday, to Xi, things are going to work out. Trump's a guy that just, he can pivot around and find a solution. Even if things aren't working out initially. And I'm that kind of person, whether it's a health issue or whatever. I think it's not a left-right issue. It's a matter of common sense, decency, and humanity. And the problem is the left wants to act like somehow their extreme versions of totalitarian control freak from top down is the only way things will actually ever happen. In fact, this is not a solution to have a top-down control freak system that they want to put in with a giant bureaucracy and a bankrupt country where there is no middle class anymore. It's a craziness, isn't it?
Yeah, and Trump's getting a lot done. You know, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, he made it, that was child's play for him. You know, so many presidents tried to get that done. How about Anwar? You know, Murkowski, initiative as it can be, but yet, you know, president since Reagan couldn't get that done. Trump got it done. You know, North Korea, ending the Korean War, 75 years. Trump ends the Korean War.
Right.
I mean, you know,
it's only the first 2 years. I mean, the guy's probably going to be in power for another at least 6 years, right?
Look at all the music that we consume. We consume music through, you know, through Pandora, through Amazon Music, through Apple Music, whatever, right? We everything is in the cloud now. Our whole way of life, or the way we consume things, is different.
Right.
We no longer go out and get DVDs. We basically, you know, buy DVDs or buy movies online through Skype or through Fire TV or through Roku or through one of these technologies. So, I mean, you know, it's one of these things where just even on, you know, Thursday when he met with Kanye West, I mean, basically you got that whole business of Kid Rock and Kanye West and you know, of course, Jim Brown was there, but you had a lot of music industry people that were there. Basically, Big and Rich was there. You know, a lot of people were there because he actually, you know, made a music industry act, you know, a new bill that moved along with the times, because artists were getting killed, not being able to sell albums anymore. They were really getting killed by the way the business model was, you know, kind of evolving. So now you're going to have more art, and that's good for artists. I think he's tapped every single entity. You know, he opened up the NFL to Canada again. He did that last week. All these little things add up to billions of dollars over time. Literally billions.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Dollars.
And nobody else can get it done, but he gets it done. Like, it's like breathing for him, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's amazing.
And he's doing
like breathing,
it.
Breathing, yeah.
And these are things that could have been done in the 8 years under Obama. They were never even done. Because Obama didn't have the skill set to do anything. But Obama...
I want to say something even more gross. It's not a matter of skill set. I think actually he was a deconstructor. I think he was actually had the philosophy of, let's make America a post-colonial nation. His idea was to be the abominator, to destroy what it is, the fabric, what is America, which is why we're exceptional, period. Right?
Absolutely. That's exactly right. He was so busy destroying America. When he said, we're just 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America, think about it. If you have a spouse and you love your spouse, and then you sit across the table from them, you're out at dinner, and you say, honey, we're 5 days away from fundamentally transforming who you are as a person. Would be, by any therapist in America, would be considered sick in the head.
And abusive.
That's who half of America voted for. Someone who, they basically, you don't love somebody you want to fundamentally change and transform. You hate that person. So why in the world would you run for office if you don't like the country? You think you could somehow make it better, smarter than 250 years and our founding fathers? You think you're better than the people that lost their lives and put their lives on the line for our country?
Right.
You know, you're just a community leader in Chicago from a corrupt city like that, and you think that you're going to exploit your way through by the color of your skin and pull a fast one because you have a chip on your shoulder. That's what Barack Obama was all about. And
right.
Donald Trump has lived the American dream. He knows how the American dream works. He's in touch with pop culture. He's one of the most brilliant people we've ever seen. And
right.
He's run America like America needs to be run. Why anybody come up to November 6, 2018, why anybody would even consider pulling a left-wing lever is beyond me. It's sick.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's like society is becoming somewhat suicidal. I see these women yelling and screaming and clawing at the justice doors for the Supreme Court. I'm thinking, are you suicidal? I mean, there's this lady Paglia who's saying, you know, the feminist movement is now collapsing Western civilization. We have to understand there's things that we need so that women who are abused, like our work in emergency, can get a forensic kit and can get an accusation and get legal action done. But when you start accusing somebody and there's no rule of law or prosecutorial innocence until proven guilty. And we have a Manchurian candidate, i.e. Blasey Ford, comes forward, works at Stanford for the CIA on my MKUltra program. This should have been done privately, so it would have never seen the light of day. The fact that they put Kavanaugh through this, it changes it. How many people are going to want to volunteer for any service in government if you're going to go through hell because the other side are going to persecute you and destroy your reputation? Like one of the late night hosts, I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want to give him any popularity, said, oh, well, it's, you know, despite the fact that Kavanaugh got you know, nominated and is now a justice, it's good we destroyed his life. I mean, are you kidding me? That's not funny. There's nothing funny about that, is there?
Nothing at all funny. No.
Yeah.
That was sick that they said that.
Yeah.
I can't believe that that was said. But, you know, Nancy Pelosi was on videotape talking about a wrap-up smear. And they have her on, dead to rights, on video, talking to her constituents about what they did and what they did to Kavanaugh.
Right.
It's talked about how to play the media and how the media plays along. And they called it, she's
a sick woman. I mean, these people just want power for power's sake. They don't want to do it because they're going to do a public service to help fellow Americans. They're doing it because they're titillated by the idea they're control freaks. That's what it is.
Right. They're obsessed with power, but they have no issues. You know, higher taxes, socialized medicine, socialized education, open borders, abolishing ICE, impeaching the Supreme Court justice, impeaching the duly elected president, despite the fact that he's committed no fouls, no crimes whatsoever. To say it's okay for the media to sit there and let our civil liberties be violated, and the ACLU wants to side with the opposite of due process. It's insane. We're living in a down world, and what's happening is this left-wing liberal agenda is being exposed for exactly what it is. That Women's March was never about women for life. The ACLU was never about civil liberties for conservatives. It was never about that. We're finding out that these institutions should be, actually, their nonprofit status should be pulled. Their 501c3s and 4s, they should be pulled because they are political arms of a Democratic Party, and they are not a nonprofit neutral.
Exactly. These kind of actions need to start happening. I'd like to see Trump after the 2018 start pulling the plug on Bezos and CNN and MSNBC and individual journalists. They need to be sanctioned. Sanctions need to happen. And it doesn't mean to think you're a bully. If you're calling for a coup or you're doing something like destroying someone's life like Kavanaugh, there should be consequences, shouldn't there?
Well, they shouldn't be able to receive tax-free donations if
right.
they're going to continue to be just a one-sided political arm. And in addition to that, social media organizations like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and Google, all of those companies need to be held accountable for their political discrimination and censorship to the
right.
point where they, too, are political arms of the Liberal Party. And they need to be held accountable. The FEC needs to look into standards.
Yeah, I got a simple solution. Trump can make a one-paragraph announcement on his Twitter page that these people on social media are open to lawsuits by Americans. If you think you've been wronged, sue and I'll back you. Guess what? The social media will want to become utilities real quick when we decide to sue them out of existence, wouldn't they?
Yeah, right. Because they'll go broke otherwise.
They will. That's why the stock market's dropping. You know why it's dropping? Not just because the Fed rate was raised 3.32. It's because they know after 2018, when Trump has the red wave, not a blue wave, and maintains the House and Senate, that these social media companies acting as an arm of the Democrats and the globalist maniacs, they're done. As they say, when you're cooking a lobster, when its body is red, it's ready to take out of the water and cut off and break off the claws. They're done, aren't they?
That's right.
It's lobster time.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.